A very good morning, children. Today we are going to study lesson number 6, The Fight, in Supplementary Reader, written by Ruskin Bond. So first of all, let me brief you about the author. Ruskin Bond was born on 19th May 1934. He is an Indian author of British descent. He lives with his adopted family in Mussoorie, India. The Indian Council for Child Education has recognized his role in the growth of children's literature in India. He was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award in 1992 for Our Trees Still Grow in Dehra, his novel in English. He was also awarded the Padma Shri in 1999 and the Padma Bhushan in 2014. So this is about the author. Now let me tell you about the lesson. The Fight is a story about two boys, Ranji and Suraj, written by Ruskin Bond. Ranji is new to the town Rajpur, and one day he discovers a pool in the forest and plunges into it for a swim. But there is a serious trouble between him and Suraj, who claims a right to the pool. A fight ensues and ends in a draw. Next day, the two claimants meet to continue the fight, but soon realize that they can be friends and help each other instead. So this is the introduction to the lesson. Now about the main characters. Ranji and Suraj are the main characters in the story. Ranji is a lean and thin boy from Rajputana desert who was new in Rajpur, a semi-hill station. Suraj is a wrestler-like boy from Rajpur who was a little older than Ranji and claimed his ownership over the pool in which Ranji was swimming. Now we'll discuss the key points of the story. Listen the key points well so that you can understand the story well. Ranji had been less than a month in Rajpur. He had not yet made any friends there and used to roam alone. Rajpur was a semi-hill station and there were hills and forests on all sides of it. He used to roam alone in these places. He discovers a pool in the forest and plunges into it for a swim. The water in the pool was very clear. It came there from a cluster of rocks. Ranji got into the water as he knew swimming. He had so far known only the muddy pools of Rajputana desert. This pool was much better. The next day, Ranji came again. He enjoyed a lot in the coolness of water. After an hour, he lay to relax on the smooth rocks. It was now he noticed a boy staring at him in a hostile manner. A verbal duel began between Ranji and the other boy. Ranji wanted to be friendly, so he ignored the other boy's hostility. He asked him to join the enjoyment, but the other boy tried his best to scare him away and claimed his right over the pool. He said that he was a warrior and he did not like to talk to a villager like Ranji. Ranji said that he was a fighter, not a villager, and he did not run away from there as being asked by Suraj. A serious fight ensues between the two over who has the right over the pool. The first round of the fight ends in a draw with a decision to continue the fight the next day. So this is the summary of the lesson which we will cover there in module 1. Now open your textbook and we will discuss the lesson in detail. So pay attention there in your textbook. The first paragraph. Ranji had been less than a month in Rajpur when he discovered the pool in the forest. It was the height of summer and his school had not yet opened, and having as yet made no friends in this semi-hill station, he wandered about a good deal by himself into the hills and forests that stretched away interminably on all sides of the town. It was hot, very hot at that time of the year, and Ranji walked about in his vest and shorts, his brown feet white with chalky dust that flew up from the ground. The earth was parched, the grass brown, the trees listless, hardly stirring, waiting for a cool wind or a refreshing shower of rain. So now let me tell you the difficult word meanings in paragraph 1. Height means climax, wandered, roamed, interminably, endlessly, and parched means hot and dry. So what we have discussed so far is this, that Ranji was new in the town Rajpur. He had not made any friend here, and therefore he used to roam alone in the endless forest and hills of this semi-hill station. This was the time of summer, and his school has not yet opened. He used to walk about in his vest and shorts, and his feet became white with the chalky dust that flew up from the ground. The earth was very dry and hot, the trees were listless, and everything seemed to be waiting for a cool wind and a refreshing shower of rain. Now, paragraph 2. It was on such a day, a hot, tired day, that Ranji found the pool in the forest. The water had a gentle translucency, and you could see the smooth round pebbles at the bottom of the pool. A small stream emerged from a cluster of rocks to feed the pool. During the monsoon, this stream would be a gushing torrent cascading down from the hills, but during the summer, it was barely a trickle. The rocks, however, held the water in the pool, and it did not dry up like the pools in the plains. Now, the difficult word meanings. Translucency means being clear. Pebbles, small stones. Cluster means a group or bunch of something. Torrent means a rushing stream of water. Cascading means coming down like a waterfall. So, what we have discussed in this paragraph is that it was a very hot day and Ranji found a pool in the forest. The water of the pool was very clear. It was that much clear that even the pebbles at its bottom could be seen easily. The pool was getting its water supply from a small stream emerged from a cluster of rocks. At the time of monsoon, this stream used to be full of water, but in this season, it was barely a trickle, means it was having a very thin flow of water. The rocks, however, held the water in the pool, and it did not dry up like the pools in the plains. Now the next paragraph. When Ranji saw the pool, he did not hesitate to get into it. He had often gone swimming alone or with friends when he had lived with his parents in a thirsty town in the middle of the Rajputana desert. There he had known only sticky, muddy pools where buffaloes wallowed and women washed clothes. He had never seen a pool like this, so clean and cold and inviting. He leapt into the water. His limbs were supple, free of any fat, and his dark body glistened in patches of sunlit water. Now the word meanings. Wallowed means rolled out. Leapt means jumped. Limbs, body parts. Supple means flexible. Glistened means gleamed. So, what we have discussed in this paragraph, Ranji was knowing swimming, and when he saw the pool, he did not hesitate to get into it. He had never seen such a clean pool in his life. The pool in his native place were very muddy, and their buffaloes used to wallow, and women washed clothes. So he jumped into the water for swimming, as it was very inviting. Now the next paragraph. The next day he came again to quench his body in the cool waters of the forest pool. He was there for almost an hour, sliding in and out of the limpid green water, or lying stretched out on the smooth yellow rocks in the shade of broad-leaved salt tree. It was while he lay thus that he noticed another boy standing a little distance away, staring at him in a rather hostile manner. The other boy was a little older than Ranji, taller, thickest, with a broad nose and thick red lips. He had only just noticed Ranji, and when Ranji did not say anything, the other boy called out, "What are you doing here, mister?" Ranji, who was prepared to be friendly, was taken aback at the hostility of the other's tone. "I'm swimming," he replied. "Why don't you join me?" "I always swim alone," said the other. "This is my pool. I did not invite you here." Okay, so the word meanings in this paragraph: limpid means clean, hostile means enemy-like or not friendly, abet means surprised. Next day, again Ranji came to the pool to cool his body. He had done swimming for almost an hour and then took rest under a salt tree. It was this time he noticed another boy looking towards him in a hostile manner. The boy was a little older than Ranji, and he was well-built. He asked Ranji, "What are you doing here?" To which Ranji replied in a surprise. Ranji said to him that, "I'm swimming," and he asked the other boy to join him. The other boy replied that he always swim alone. That was his pool, and he had not invited Ranji there. Now the next paragraph. The stranger strode up to Ranji, who still sat on the rock, and planting his broad feet firmly on the sand, said, as though this would settle the matter once and for all, "Don't you know I'm a warrior? I don't take replies from villagers like you." "So you like to fight with villagers," said Ranji. "Well, I'm not a villager. I am a fighter." So word meanings: strode up means walked up, planting means putting firmly. The other boy walked up towards Ranji, and standing firmly on the sand, he said to Ranji that he was a warrior and he don't like to get replies from a villager like Ranji. Ranji replied that he was not a villager but a fighter. "I am a warrior, I am a fighter." They had reached an impasse. One had said he was a warrior, the other had proclaimed himself a fighter. There was little else that could be said. So, word meanings in this paragraph: impasse means deadlock. So, what we have discussed in this paragraph, that they kept on referring each other as a warrior and as a fighter, and there was a complete deadlock in the situation. Now the next paragraph. "You understand that I'm a warrior," said the stranger, feeling that perhaps this information had not penetrated Ranji's head. "I have heard you say it 3 times, replied Ranji. "Then why are you not running away? I'm waiting for you to run away." "I will have to beat you," said the stranger, assuming a violent attitude, showing Ranji the palm of his hand. "I am waiting to see you do it," said Ranji. "You will see me do it," said the other boy. Now, the word meaning in this paragraph: penetrated means gone through. The other boy started threatening Ranji. He even said that he will beat him. But Ranji faced him boldly and remained standing there. Now, the next paragraph. Ranji waited. The other boy made a strange hissing sound. They stared each other in the eye for almost a minute. Then the warrior slapped Ranji across the face with all the force he could muster. Ranji staggered, feeling quite dizzy. There were thick red finger marks on his cheeks. "There you are," exclaimed his assailant. "Will you be off now?" For answer, Ranji swung his arm up and pushed a hard, bony fist into the other's face. And then they were at each other's throats, swaying on the rock, trembling onto the sand, rolling over and over, their legs and arms locked in a desperate, violent struggle, gasping and cursing, clawing and slapping. They rolled into the shallows of the pool. Even in the water, the fight continues as spluttering and covered with mud, they groped for each other's head and throat. But after 5 minutes of frenzied, unscientific struggle, neither boy had emerged victorious. Their bodies heaving with exhaustion, they stood back from each other, making tremendous efforts to speak. So the word meanings, stared means gazed or looked at. Staggered means felt unsteady. Assailant means the person who attacks. Splattering means opening quickly. Then the other boy slapped Ranji across his face. Ranji felt dizzy. He asked Ranji that now he will be off from there or not. In reply, Ranji also pushed a hard bony fist on his face. Then they had a serious fight. Even the fight continued in the water, but neither of them emerged as victorious after a struggle of 5 minutes. The struggle was very violent. They became completely exhausted and stood away from each other, making efforts to speak. Now the next paragraph. Now do you realize I am a warrior? Gasped the stranger. Do you know I am a fighter? Said Ranji with difficulty. They gave a moment's consideration to each other's answers, and in that moment of silence, there was only their heavy breathing and the rapid beating of their hearts. Then you will not leave the pool, said the warrior. I will not leave it, said Ranji. Then we shall have to continue the fight, said the other. All right, said Ranji. But neither boy moved, neither took the initiative. The warrior had an inspiration. We will continue the fight tomorrow, he said. If you dare to come here again tomorrow, we will continue this fight. And I will not show you mercy as I have done today. I will come tomorrow, said Ranji. I will be ready for you. They turned from each other then and going to their respective rocks, put on their clothes and left the forest by different routes. So, what we have discussed in the last paragraph before the comprehension check questions. Again, the other boy asked Ranji after the violent struggle that now have you realized that I am the warrior? To which Ranji replied with a difficulty that do you know I am a fighter? Finally, the warrior asked Ranji that is he not going to leave the pool? To which Ranji replied no. The other boy said that if he will not leave the pool, then they have to continue the fight the next day. So with an agreement to continue the fight the next day, they left the forest. So here the part one of the story ends, and they decided that they will continue the fight the next day. So I hope you have understood the story. Now do the comprehension check questions. Thank you, children.